Third grader Denisha Randolph says before she learned the meaning of compassion at school this year, she didn't know what to do when she saw her classmates bullied. Now, Randolph says she has the confidence to stand up to bullies.
It's very safer at school now because people aren't bullying and pushing people. And it's also safe because people aren't being like tattletales and people are standing up for other people telling the bully to stop bullying.
Randolph is one of the 6,000 students that participated in the La Crosse Compassion Project. Each student drew their interpretation of compassion on a 6-inch by 6-inch canvas. With pencils and markers, Randolph drew people helping each other. The Compassion Project is much more than a district-wide student art project. The theme of compassion was incorporated into conversations inside and outside of the art room. Steve Michaels is the La Crosse School District's fine arts supervisor and an elementary school principal. He says it was beneficial to focus on something more than grades and achievement goals.
This project really allowed us all to come back as a district and say, you know, we are playing a major role in shaping character education and helping our students discover who they are and what they believe and what are good things to be doing as citizens.
Michaels says the next step is figuring out how to incorporate the Compassion Project into the greater community. The art exhibit is on display at the Pump House in La Crosse through the end of June. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.